comes to this on Sunday, what's the Chiefs' defense without either Tom or Justin Houston look like?
We're going to find out, you know. You know, I think one thing seriously that we've tried to do the whole year is just kind of operate with one thing, that whatever group is on the field, the team on the field is the team. And like we talked about before, is you try not to reduce your standards of what your expectations are. So, you know, we don't, like I always say, you know, the offense doesn't discount us because of who's playing. We got to play at a certain level and play in a certain manner all the time. So if that would be the case, then the next guy's up, Dee Ford, Frank, who's ever in there, we got to do a great job with and just go get them. You know, we're not going to change what we do on defense, obviously, and we just got to rally, and everybody's got to play their tails off. Well, he's a unique guy. I mean, his ability, one, he's got a great arm. I mean, he really does. Some of the throws he can make when running to his right or left and back across the field, not a lot of people can do that. So he's got a great arm. His release is extremely fast, you know. And then I think, obviously, you know, his ability to move in the pocket, to escape, I mean, you know, if that was him and all four of us are here, it's not a guarantee we're going to get him right here. I mean, that's it. And, I mean, you guys are great athletes besides, but the normal guy would really have a problem. But really, in serious, this guy is just got – he's one of those unique guys. I mean, he can be dipping here, and if he outflanks you here, if you just get back up and go, he may be coming back by the time you get off the ground. And he's just, you know, that's just a natural gift. And he has made a lot of big plays doing that. That's the hardest part of defensing him, you know, because he breaks down a defense because of the way he can extend. And then the fact that most people who get out on a scramble and get out to the right are really, they're working this side of the field. He's just as likely to throw the ball back to that side of the field as this side. So the pressure on you on defense is really intense, you know, that you have to keep playing.
From what I'm getting, does he have traits that maybe you haven't seen before?
Well, I think he's a really unique guy, you know. I mean, and like I say, when he gets out, what's different about him is out there. I mean, you know, we've played, you know, over the course of time here, some different guys. Russell Wilson has great escape ability. Kaepernick had, you know, that kind of thing. But this guy's a little bit different, I think, and he's very nifty in there. And then just his arm strength, I think, is really something on the move.
You know, if Zombo is a regular for you, so mm-hmm. is there something that maybe he brings that maybe you guys wouldn't have if he's not in the lineup?
Well, I think he's a highly competitive guy, very smart player. You know, he's obviously done a great job for us on the teams, and when he's come in, done a really good job, and so. We're like everybody in the NFL. We'd all like to have our starting players. If we don't, we're fortunate to have some guys that I think can come in and play pretty well. So, you know, we got to see what happens. And, you know, if it happens and those guys don't, then next guy's got to go play, you know, and do a good job. But I have a lot of confidence, and I think we all do, players and coaches, in those guys stepping up and playing well.
We talked last week about the depth of pass rushers. Mm-hmm. Is that where this really comes into play in a situation?
Yeah, I think there's a couple parts of it. You know, you can, like we talked about, you generate rushes a lot of different ways. You can generate it sometimes with a three-man rush, four-man rush, adding another player in, you know, a linebacker, or an inside back, or a DB, whatever. And you're just always trying to create, you know, situations where you're either attacking, you know, the protection, or you want to change up the look for the quarterback, and all those, to me, like, they all fall in that same wheelhouse. You know, you're trying to affect the quarterback in different ways, and you just got to be ready. Sometimes you do it based on what they're doing. You know, if it's out like that, then, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter how many people you bring. The ball's thrown before you can get there anyways.